WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Thursday morning. The rain is coming down. And, I'm fine with going out and doing my library presentation tonight in a nor'easter. As I said earlier, doing a talk about ghosts on a dark and stormy night with the wind howling is kind of the perfect setting. So I'm not upset about that, but I bought a piece of furniture at Savers yesterday, and I wasn't thinking when I said, oh, how long do I have to get it out of here? And they said, 24 hours. And I said, oh, okay. I can just come back tomorrow and get it. And I wasn't thinking that it was going to be raining and that I had to, you know, load it up and bring it to my house and unload it. And, oh, man. So, but I needed to get a new something for a liquor cabinet. Because I've got this great collection of stuff now from Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And I said, I've got to get a little something to, or a big something to put all this in. And I found something that'll work well and will look cool and was only $20. So now I just got to go get it in the rain, try to bring it in the house. Oh, man. Anyway. But yeah, Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, is the place to go to get all your supplies for Memorial Day weekend. So if you have not gone out and gotten what you're going to have for your cookout, you know, weather dependent, or your get together, you can get it there. What they call their patio pounders, if you like those seltzers and things like that, all the craft beer you could ever want. You can even join the craft beer club while you're there, plus tequila, rum, all kinds of liqueurs, the whiskey room where you can find whiskey, bourbon, rye from around the world, stuff you can't find anywhere else. So many choices and a huge wine selection as well. So stop by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven to see it for yourself. And as you know, Stevie's is also the proud sponsor of our ticket giveaways, Tim's Tickets. And this week we are giving away tickets to go see Block Party. It's the 20th anniversary of the band's debut album, Silent Alarm, and they're celebrating by playing the album in its entirety along with some of the band's greatest hits. And they're going to be performing at MGM Music Hall at Fenway in Boston on Friday, May 30th, along with Blonde Redhead and Joan. And you could be there. So you can still get tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you can also enter to win a free pair at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You just got to fill out your information there, and you could be the lucky winner. And again, Tim's Tickets on WBSM, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. There's a lot of great shows that happen over at MGM Music Hall at Fenway, and it's an excellent venue if you've never been. But we're actually lucky that we've got a lot of these great venues around that you just don't, you know, think to go to until there's somebody there that you want to see. And that's why I'm glad that with these ticket giveaways, we can bring you tickets to all different kinds of places. So you get to go check out, you know, Roadrunner and MGM Music Hall and City Winery and all these great places in Boston and beyond. Because they're building new venues all the time for this kind of stuff. But we're also lucky in this area that we have great old buildings, too. And we have an article now on the website and on the app. If you like the old stuff, like I do, that three Massachusetts eateries are among the oldest restaurants in America. And, you know, there's always some differences to that. You know, as we know, you know, the old Gristmill Tavern in Seekonk has been around for a long time, but they, you know, they had a fire and had to rebuild, and that's happened at a lot of different places. I mean, I think most people know America's oldest restaurant, and there's different places that vie for that title or claim that title, but Union Oyster House pretty much owns that title. So that's one of the ones that's mentioned in this story. And then one of the ones that I've spent a lot of time at, the Wayside Inn in Sudbury, Longfellow's Wayside Inn. I love the food at the Wayside Inn. They have fantastic prime rib. The drinks there, if you like an old-fashioned, they make a maple old-fashioned. That is incredible. The bartender hates making it. He complains whenever you order it. But I think he's just being funny. And then they also pride themselves on, they do a baked stuffed scallop dish. That I know you're in Sudbury and you say, why am I going to go to Sudbury for baked stuffed scallops? I can get that anywhere around here. But if you happen to find yourself at the Wayside Inn, definitely get some of those to share. You're going to be very happy with it. But the prime rib is incredible. And it's haunted as well. It's great too, like drinking in the bar there, the old bar that Henry Wadsworth Longfellow sat in when he was writing his Tales from a Wayside Inn or coming up with the stories that he put in there. And then you can also check out the Warren Tavern in Charlestown going back to 1780. And if you want to go to a place that's not so far, you can go to Newport. I mean, I find the White Horse to be incredible food, incredible atmosphere, incredible people. And incredible ghosts. Definitely has some activity happening there as well. So those are great places to dine at. And not, you know, they're not going to kill you on prices. So, for example, the Wayside Inn, you know, you're going to pay the same prices as you would for most restaurants around here. And you get the added bonus of being in this historic building that was actually owned by Henry Ford at one point. And in fact, one of my favorite parts of the entire Wayside Inn is the Henry Ford room, which was his bedroom when he owned the inn. He actually turned that property into a camp for boys that he would train them to be good, productive workers and then give them jobs in his Ford factory. They also have on the property a grist mill you can check out. There's a church there where people still get married in, and where they filmed the movie. I forget the name of the movie. Was it The Possessed? Something like that. There was a movie with Jeffrey Dean Morgan where they filmed it there. I haven't seen it yet. It came out like years ago and I still haven't watched it. But there's all kinds of history around you there too. Not just at the Wayside Inn, but all throughout Sudbury, because you're out there where, you know, America's battle for independence started. In the Lexington Concord area. And as we are celebrating America's 250th this year, well, the 250th anniversary of the Revolution, they just released the new license plate yesterday. So today the plates actually go up for, you can actually go and get them. And I was looking at them. They're kind of cool. They have 1776 with 13 stars around them. And it, you know, it's not that different of a plate from some of the other ones, but I like having this option of picking whatever plate, you know, you want to support and the different messaging that they have for it. I suppose, you know, there's, you know, something for everybody, and it's breaks up the monotony of seeing the same place all the time in front of you. So if you want to get one of those plates, you can go to the RMV site today and get one for yourself. fact, I'm just going over there now to see. Just taking a look. And seeing if they are live yet. Just, so many things to click on. Well, anyway, I'll do it during the commercial break or during the news because you got to click on so many boxes. I just want to order specialty plates, Mass RMV. Suppose I could search. Just going through this whole thing. Anyway, nobody wants to listen as I'm clicking through things. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. DSY sent in a message earlier during Mary's call. I agree 100%. I think Obama did a great job. And sorry, Mary, if he could run today, he would win. He says Trump is not for the USA. He is for ego. Well, that, I think the plane coming from Qatar is an interesting part of that discussion because they've accepted the plane. So now they've got to tear that plane down and retrofit it to make sure that it's, you know, safe to use as an Air Force One, to make sure there's no, you know, obviously that the plane isn't bugged, that it isn't some kind of Trojan horse, but also to upgrade it for what is needed for the communications and everything that's involved with Air Force One, basically be a flying version of the White House. So they've got to have all of that technology put into it. And from some of the things I've been reading, that might not get done by the time President Trump is out of office. That might not get done by the time that Boeing completes the two new Air Force Ones that it's building. So it might be a moot point. And where people are concerned is that this is going to be transferred to the Trump library after he is done in office. So what does that mean? Does that mean it's going to be like the Air Force One that's at the Reagan Library, where it's become a part of the museum that people can tour and where they have special events on it and things, and it's just grounded and doesn't go anywhere? Or does it mean that it's going to be something that is in service of the quote-unquote Trump library, which therefore could be in service of Trump himself? And that's where people are concerned about it. I'm just more concerned about why are you taking something that's going to cost so much money to retrofit if you already have two new ones coming and they're probably going to be done around the same time? Or is this, and this is something that hasn't been talked about, is this just something to light a fire under Boeing to get them to get those two Air Force Ones done quicker? Because part of the problem with that Boeing deal is that Boeing has to eat any cost overruns. Because they agreed on a price and that's it. There's no adjustment in that price. That's what they're getting. So if it's going to cost them more to build that, then, you know, they have to eat that extra. So maybe they're holding out to see if prices go down on materials and, you know, it costs them a little bit less to build. So this could be something that kind of lights a fire under them to get those planes done. I don't know. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm tired, Tim. I missed the first hour. I'm so sorry. But I'll listen to it.
I'll start over if you want.
No, that's good. I stayed up all last night. I couldn't sleep. I'm not taking my sleepy stuff, trying to, you know, just go see if I can go to sleep on my own. And anyways, but sometimes even when I take it, there's times I just don't go to sleep. And I think last night, even if I took it, I wouldn't have went to sleep. Just too much on the mind, I think, sometimes. So I cook when I can't sleep, which I don't mind because I love cooking. And now I'm finishing cooking some other stuff to go with what I made last night. And so I will listen to what conversation there was later. So my thoughts on this Boeing thing, I know it's going to cost about $15 to $20 million. Because they have to go through that plane with a fine-tooth comb in case there's any tracking devices on it, if there's any bugs, anything. And literally, I mean, they have to go from from the smallest of, nuts and bolts. And literally, they have to take that plane apart, and they're going to have to put it all back together. For safety precautions.
Yeah, so, now they're saying it could cost up to $1 billion or even more to do all that. Because it needs more than originally believed.
Right. I heard that, too, that it would be like $1 billion. And I thought, what? So it did jump up. But who knows what the figure is. But the point is, it's kind of ridiculous. As far as where it's going to go afterwards, I don't know. But I do know one thing. I did not realize that the Air Force One is 47 years old. So it's kind of late. He does need a new one, any president that's going to be, after him. But I don't know. The library and all that, I don't know. That's just something I don't even want to wrap my... I don't even want to get my brain going there.
Well, I mean, that's what they've said. Trump said that's where it's going. And if that's where it's going, then that means it's not going to be in service for other presidents to use.
You know what? I think if he endorses Vance, I don't know. Like I said, this is something I won't even bother to get my brain wrapped around.
So you don't consider this as more of a private gift that Qatar is giving directly to, or Qatar is giving directly to Donald Trump?
Well, here's the thing about that. Because Boeing, he made this beautiful new deal with Boeing, and Boeing has been a big failure. Look at all the doors that were coming off the planes, all these freakish accidents.
Well, no, there's been a couple. There hasn't been all kinds. There's been a couple.
There was like four, Tim. Four.
Out of the dozens and dozens and hundreds of planes that they have in service.
Well, I'm just saying, of late, that the new Boeing, remember how they had to ground that and everything, and then doors coming off and the engine. So and they said it all goes back to the workers who were working on them. And the whistleblowers, thank God, came out. Especially that one.
I mean, they have to recall cars all the time. Would you call the car a failure because things have to get
that.
Recalled?
I know that, but it is a part issue. But with Boeing, it was the personnel, the workers. So there's a difference there. So I say that, I don't know. Well, it's Boeing. So I don't know. I don't know what anybody should expect from this, to be honest.
We can leave it at that.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I can do. And I think, how are you going to get your furniture? Are you going to get a truck or something?
No, I'll probably just use the station van.
Oh, you got that. Oh, okay. And nobody will help you?
Yeah, later. I just want to just get it out of the store now because I only got 24 hours. I don't know what happens. I think if you don't pick it up in 24 hours, I don't think you get your money back either. So... Who knows?
As much as you shop there, you tell them you're a radio person now.
I'm not going to.
They use that card on them.
All right. I got some other calls.
I hope you have a great evening. Be safe.
Thank you so much.
And everybody have a steady rule of a weekend.
All right. Take it easy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take another call here, and then I got to take a break in the news. So we'll get this call in. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Do you recall Donald Trump when he was debating Biden, and he was saying how Biden accepted $25 million from the Saudis and he should give it back? It's disgusting. Those people are terrorists. The way they treat their people and their women and gays and all this other sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And then you go there. Does he remember that he said these things?
I don't think he cares.
He takes a plane from them, right? The opposite of what you're debating about, it's telling the people that they're the most horrible people, terrorists and whatnot, and nobody says nothing. They just think it's like nothing. It's like it never happened. I do not get it. Don't the people watch what he's doing? How he's taking over the FBI, the DOJ, the Supreme Court, targeting all the lawyers, anything that had to do with prosecutors. I mean, I can go on and on, right, for days. Doesn't his supporters see it and say, and then if you call him a Nazi or a, or dictator, they get mad. But that's what he's acting like, and that's what he's doing. I mean, I'm not just saying that. I mean, just look at it.
The thing that's worse about it is not just that people, I think there's a lot of people who do see it and they just don't want to admit, like, oh yeah, I'm not cool with that. You know, they've got to be full-throated support no matter what, unfortunately, that many people feel that way. But what bothers me even more is, like, when some of these ridiculous things happen and then the first comment you see on social media is, I voted for this. Like, wait, so you're actually proud of it? Like, it's one thing to just have to accept it because, yeah, I voted for the guy, so, you know, whatever. But it's another thing to say, yes, this is what I wanted to have happen.
And look at what happened yesterday, how we ambushed the Prime Minister of South Africa. I mean, they went there to talk about trade. He puts the media around him, and then all of a sudden he ambushes him with, look at this picture, it's a genocide to justify flying Afrikaners in at night in planes that was supposed to be nobody coming here for asylum, right? Wasn't that the case? It was a freeze on that, right?
I don't know if it was across the board. It might have been from particular countries.
No, it was a freeze on anybody seeking asylum coming to the country.
No.
You know?
But, I mean, you can't expect him to follow his own rules.
He's not going to follow his own rules, yeah. But my point is that this is not something that I'm just dreaming up of. I mean, doesn't his supporters see that and go, well, he did say this, and now he's doing this, and it's like he does what he wants, and then they make excuses for him if he's wrong. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely bonkers crazy.
They're gaslit.
And I'm not against everything that he's trying to do. I mean, Trump has some good ideas, but it's the way he goes about doing it it's crazy. And a lot of people are turning on him, though. A lot of his supporters are turning on him a lot.
No, you know, I just can't fundamentally believe that anything he does is for America and not for himself. And so with that in mind, you know, I see everything for what it is. If people would still believe that, you know, he's got their best interest in heart, they're going to see it through that lens instead. Yeah. And, you know, twist the way you're seeing it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know you're not going to change it, you know?
Yeah. We'll change it at the midterms, and then we'll change it again in 4 years. Three more years.
So. I mean, we need something that's more, you know, for both sides of the aisle, not just one side. You know.
All right, anyway, I got to hold you there.
I know you got to go to break.
And you have a good day, caller. Hang on, we'll get to you next. I've got to take a break, and then we'll get the news with Mike, and then we'll get back into the call. Stay tuned. This might be a little weird, but I'm going to take the call before we go to the news. I know we're behind for the news, but I'm going to take the call before so the caller doesn't have to wait. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. I just want to shift gears real quick if I could.
Sure.
So I think, I don't know if you were talking about it, but I think what people should be talking about today is the sadness of what's going on in the world, right? Those two people that got shot and killed by an anti-Semitic person in D.C., when these two innocent young people got murdered right in front of everybody, and yet went inside a building, told them he did this crime, told them where the gun was, and yet yelling Free Palestine. Now, this person wasn't even a Palestinian. He wasn't any of that. He has a Spanish, he's a Latino or whatever with the last name of. So my problem is that this kind of stuff has to stop. I mean, you had Columbia University yesterday, I believe they had their commencement speech for the graduation, and you got people chanting all this stuff. And these spoiled brats are outside this commencement after their graduation, burning their diplomas. Now, how twisted is that? So I really have a problem with what the news cycle is and not bringing, not you, I'm not blaming you. I don't know if you talked about it, but these things need to stop because this is where we're headed in the 1930s. This is the real stuff that's going on against Jewish people in this country. And I'm not Jewish. I'm just pointing this out that this should be talked about.
Well, I do want to point out that there is a difference between people who are against Jewish people and people who are against Israel. It is not, they don't have to be one and the same.
Well, this is where we part ways on that, because it's still, do you agree that the stuff that's going on at these universities and chanting and supporting Hamas and never hearing nothing from the Democrats, not yet of what happened in D.C. last night? I mean, I went to bed at 9 o'clock. I guess that happened around 9:30. So I missed it. I heard it this morning. I'm like,
I think they were in session, weren't they, trying to get that vote happening in the House? So I think, you know, you'll probably get some stuff that comes out early this morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure what time it ended. I think it ended early this morning. But even so, I mean, they get text messages, I mean, or whatever. We get alerts on our phone, and we know, I mean, granted, I see what you're saying over there, but these things, at some point, they have to come out within the next few hours or something to come out and condemn all this violence that's going to go, because it's only going to escalate. It's showing its ugly head in New Jersey with Newark, with the representatives going out there, and whether she hit people, I mean, the video will speak for itself, and she'll face that when it comes. But, you know, like I said, and if that was you and me pushing a cop, you would have been arrested already. So, I mean, all these things are just escalating and escalating, and this is where the 1930s are coming out. It's little by little. There has to be people held accountable, and just these people getting indoctrinated in their mind that they're going to speak for a cause that they have nothing to do with. And they're spoiled little brats from these colleges, and it's got to stop. That's my point of the day, Tim. I know you have to go to break. I'll talk to you next time, Tim.
All right, have a good day. I got to take a break here. Before I do, just really quickly, as I mentioned, Memorial Day weekend coming up. Don't let this rain fool you. You're going to be able to get out there and grill up some delicious meat. Why don't you get that delicious meat from the butcher shop? We'll check in with Eric tomorrow and find out about all the great specials they're going to have. But, of course, you know, that's a place to go for all the meat that you need for your Memorial Day weekend. But really, also keep them in mind for platters. Keep them in mind for your beer and wine. Keep them in mind for everything you're going to need for your party. So check out the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and it is a real old school neighborhood market. You can get a lot of things there, and what you'll really get there is treated like family. So stop by, get yourself something good, and let me know how it works out. I got to take a break here for the news. We are a little bit behind, so I'm going to run the news now, then we'll take a commercial break and get back into some calls.
New report on unsafe sunscreen, a possible measles outbreak after a concert in New Jersey, and Pope Leo's Illinois home up for sale.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A spokesperson for former President Biden is saying his last known prostate cancer screen happened over a decade ago. Spokesperson says that the last screening for Biden prior to Friday came in 2014, that he had never been diagnosed with the disease. Biden was diagnosed with an aggressive stage 4 prostate cancer over the weekend that has spread to the bone. Delaware has become the 11th state to legalize assisted suicide. Democratic Governor Matt Meyer signed the End of Life Options Act, which allows doctors assisted suicide for certain terminally ill patients. The measure, which will take effect next year, will allow mentally capable adults who have been given 6 months or less to live the option to end their lives. Giant ships have been arriving along the Hudson River as the annual Fleet Week kicked off in New York City. The USS New York, one of the several military ships, docked and open for free for the public tours this week. Roughly 1,300 Navy, U.S. Coast Guard, and Marines are in New York, involved in military demonstrations, performances, and competitions. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum on Manhattan's West Side will also be hosting numerous activities leading up to a ceremony on Memorial Day Monday. Health officials are warning of a potential measles outbreak during last week's Shakira concert at MetLife Stadium. Here's Andrew Whitman.
New Jersey health officials say the possible exposures happened during the Thursday night concert. Attendance, more than 54,000 people. They say an out-of-state resident was at the show with the measles. Anyone who was there and thinks they may have been exposed is urged to call ahead before visiting a doctor, urgent care, or ER. They say symptoms could develop as late as June 6th. And doctors remind everyone that the best defense against the measles is to be vaccinated against them.
President Trump adding fuel to his feud with Bruce Springsteen. The president posted an edited video showing him hitting Springsteen with an animated golf ball and the music star falling on stage. The two had been trading insults over recent days, with Springsteen kicking off his tour in England and telling the crowd that the U.S. is, quote, currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration. This prompted a response from the president in which he fired back, saying he was never a fan of Springsteen or his music or political views. Less than a quarter of sunscreens on the market effectively protecting the skin. That's according to the 2025 Annual Guide to Sunscreen put out by the Environmental Working Group. The group looked into more than 2,200 products and found less than 500 did a good job. The report also called out what they are saying are deceptive marketing practices, outdated formulas, and concerning ingredients that could pose health risks. It also warned about the inhalation dangers associated with sunscreen sprays. The village of Dalton, Illinois, is planning to buy Pope Leo XIV's childhood home. The village attorney says that they intend to buy the house either through direct purchase or maybe through eminent domain powers. The current owner had planned to sell the home to the highest bidder in an auction next month. The Pope's parents bought the brick house brand new in 1949.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Mets last night at Fenway, 5-1. Orioles come to town tonight at 6:45.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Today starts wet, today ends wet. That's the theme of the day, wet and windy, thanks to a late-season nor'easter that's made its way into southern New England. Now, just a reminder, nor'easter doesn't mean there's going to be snow, nothing of that sort, but super soggy rounds of rain throughout the day. Wind gusts as well, getting up to 35 miles per hour or greater as we look along the coast especially. We could see those numbers get pretty big, so be careful as you're heading out the door. That goes doubly in terms of the afternoon. We could see some minor coastal flooding as the tides get high later in the afternoon and early evening. If you happen to encounter a flooded roadway or two, remember, turn around, don't drown, never drive over flooded roads. You don't know the integrity of the roadway underneath the water, and we want everyone to stay safe. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right. Well, hey, mark your calendars. The Vineyard Vibes Market is coming to Running Brook Vineyard and Winery in Dartmouth, May 24th and 25th. Enjoy live music, food trucks, pony rides, a petting zoo, games, local vendors, and more, all in a beautiful outdoor vineyard setting. Celebrate National Wine Day on May 25th and enjoy a glass of local wine while supporting incredible small businesses. Visit Facebook, the Coastal Community Markets and Events page on Facebook for details and updates. Vineyard Vibes Market at Running Brook Vineyard in Dartmouth. Sip, shop, and celebrate community. We do have a caller on hold. Caller, I got to get this break in. Let me do that, and we'll take you as soon as we come back. You know, just a few minutes ago, I saw a school bus pull up on Schoonickneck Road on the side of the bus. I saw the driver get out of the bus, get out of the driver's seat and walk through the bus and do an inspection. I don't know what all that's about. Is that something that they had to do before they go pick up the kids to bring them over to school? I have no idea. But you know who does know? Trembly Bus Company. And they can train you to be that person. They can train you to be a bus driver, a bus monitor, a van driver. It's a great way to earn money while helping out local school kids. And it's great for retirees. It's great for stay-at-home parents who need to work around their kids' schedule. It's great for people that just want to earn a little extra money. And you don't need a CDL. They're willing to train you if you are willing to learn. So to find out more, just go to tbcbus.com, TBC for Trembly Bus Company, tbcbus.com, and you could be helping kids by the start of the next school year. I would say, you know, right away, but there's only, you know, about a month left. So you can be ready for the next school year. tbcbus.com, Trembly Bus Company. So I don't know if you got a chance to hear it this morning, and I mentioned it at the beginning of the program. We have a new show on WBSM. Weekday mornings at 4, actually Tuesday through Saturday at 4 a.m., right before America in the Morning. If you are a Second Amendment supporter and interested in firearms, every morning we're going to have Armed American Radio from 4 to 5 a.m. So it's hosted by Mark Walters. It brings a unique blend of conservative talk, humor, and hard-hitting truth about the fundamental right to bear arms that the mainstream media won't dare to discuss. That's per the show description. So you can hear that Tuesday through Saturday morning, 4 a.m. to 5 a.m., Armed American Radio. Topics such as constitutional rights, the politics of guns, safety and training issues, political efforts to infringe on your freedoms, gun grabber groups and their lies, new products, living a concealed carry lifestyle, concealed carry techniques and methods, grilling while armed, and everything else related to your right to keep and bear arms. Tuesday through Saturday, 4 a.m. here on WBSM, Armed American Radio. And as I mentioned earlier, working on some other things so we can get into the weekend schedule to just give you some different types of programming. All right, I've got to take one final break before the end of the program. Let me get that done, and we will be back to wrap things up. And we're going to be wrapping things up here, but I know you're looking out the window, you're seeing the wind and the rain, and you know that the nor'easter is coming in, and you're probably not thinking about the sun today, but it's a good time to be thinking about going solar. Why? Because people aren't thinking about the sun. Today's the day to reach out to Isaacson Solar because you'll be able to get them on the phone. And you can set something up for them to come out to your house and talk to you and answer all your questions about going solar, such as, is it true that I'll actually get paid by the electric company? I think that's probably the question number one. But every other question that you may have, including, am I even a good fit for solar? They'll come out and talk to you about all of that. How do you set it up? Just go to their website, IsaacsonSolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, IsaacsonSolar.com, and start the ball rolling. And soon enough, you could be outside in a solar pavilion enjoying the shade while the top of it is collecting all those sun's rays. IsaacsonSolar.com. I hope that some of you will come out despite the storm. I hope you'll come out to the old Dighton Town Hall tonight at 1111 Somerset Ave in Dighton, as I'll be presenting Ghosts of the Bridgewater Triangle. It's going to be a dark and stormy night, the perfect time to hear some ghost stories. We'll talk about the redheaded hitchhiker. We'll talk about all kinds of ghosts that I...